Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst here at LifePoint. Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we started a brand new series that we're calling Senior Moments. And the main idea of this series is don't forget to look up. We can get so focused on our day-to-day lives that we forget to look to God. We can get so bogged down in the horizontal that we lose sight of the vertical. This series that's based on Hebrews 11 will help us look back at those who have come before us in the faith, and this looking back is designed to help us look up. Hebrews 11 is typically called the Hall of Faith or the Christian Hall of Fame because it highlights what great things God did through his people. And God did use these folks to do amazing things, but we also know the rest of their story. We get the good stuff here in Hebrews, but the parts of the Bible that tell their whole story of their lives show us that they wrestled and struggled with faith in God at times. Life with God was not always rainbows and butterflies for these people. In fact, rather than call them the Hall of Faith, at times it might be more appropriate to call them the Hot Mess Express, because their lives are not always filled with faith and they wrestled with doubt a lot. And don't we all? Like, aren't there seasons and moments where doubt is difficult to shake? And an element of faith even contains doubt. I love what the man said to Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. We do believe, right? But not always perfectly. We do believe, but we feel there are parts of us that still wrestle at times. But that is part of faith. We talk about faith, not sight. If it were sight, we could have absolute certainty. But faith means there's an aspect of the unknown. There's the tension that we live in with faith. But the church has been historically rough on doubters. The most prominent name is a guy whose biggest failure happens to also be his nickname, Doubting Thomas. Can you imagine having your greatest failure as your nickname? Thomas is the only disciple in John 11 who volunteers to go with Jesus to die. And we're even more gracious to Peter than we are to Thomas, who denied Jesus three times. But if a safe place exists to process doubt, shouldn't that place be the church? Shouldn't the church be a place where doubters are welcome to come with their struggles and their doubts? Shouldn't the church be a kind and warm place to wrestle? And while our doubts should be welcome in community, and doubt is a good teacher, it's a terrible destination. There are two extremes that we should avoid when it comes to doubt. First, we should avoid living in doubt where nothing is certain, where you can't know anything and nothing can be banked on, and it's a terrible place to live your life. I think we can look at the evidence, look at scripture through faith and trust God and land on what we believe to be true. The other extreme, though, beyond nothing is certain, is blind faith. I remember growing up, the traveling evangelist would say, if you're 99% sure, you're 100% lost. He was saying, look, if you have any doubt at all about your relationship with Jesus, that means you don't have one with him. And I always felt like I never got above the 74th percentile of certainty when it came to being a Christian. And I think we're often told, look, just have blind faith. And while it's true, it takes faith to please God, I don't think our faith is a blind faith. I don't think it means you can't think and reason and look at the evidence. I don't think science and faith are at opposition. And doubt is common to all of us, and at times it will be intense. But we need to keep these two extremes in mind, where nothing can be certain, and where we just have blind faith. You don't have to pick one or the other. We love God, and we want to follow him, but doubt just means we're human, but we don't have to live there. Doubt's a good teacher, but not a destination. One last thing about faith that I want us to see. We can also be encouraged by this group of people in their faith, because ultimately, it's the object of our faith that matters most, not the strength of our faith. Jesus says that you can have the faith of a tiny mustard seed and yet move mountains. The key is not how big is your faith, but how big is the God of your faith. Are you trusting him this morning in your life? Let's remember to look up today. Father, thank you so much for your patience toward us with all of our doubts and struggles. We believe, but help us with our unbelief and the parts of us that struggle to believe. Thank you for those that have come before us who were not perfect but lived real lives of faith that we can point to, that we can be encouraged by their lives, encouraged by their struggles, and encouraged by their faith in you. May we also look to Jesus ultimately and find our hope in him who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Take a minute and bring your doubts and struggles to God and ask for the ability to trust him more with those. Thanks again for listening today. Come back tomorrow for more of the Drivecast. God bless.